Welcome to She Is Never Lost, But At Least She Has Wine, a podcast made just for you. Your host is Felicia Stitzel, world traveler and influencer, professional photographer, sommelier, Navy veteran, and mom. Tune in every Thursday for solo episodes where she shares her life story and a wine highlight. Pour yourself a glass and let's dive in.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of She's Never Lost, But At Least She's Had Wine. In this episode, I will be sharing some awesome travel tips for best packing methods. But of course, before we get into that, I'm going to talk about the wine. So this is a wine that I know quite well because it's one that we drink quite often here in Spain. So it's called Pata Negra, and it's a 2012 Grand Reserva. So 2012, for most people who probably don't know this, 2012, 2016, and 2020 are like really, really good years in the world of wine. The heat was good, the weather was good, everything was good for most wine growing countries around the world. So when you see a 2012 or a 2016 and coming into 2020, you're going to start seeing a lot of really, really high quality wines that are being produced during that time. So this is a 2012, and it's, like I said, this is a winery that I drink quite often here. And yeah, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about the wine itself instead of doing like my full tasting like I normally do, because like I said, I know this one really well. The reason why I love it is because of the expression that Tempranillo gets to do in the bottle here. So like I said, 2012 was a great year, and Tempranillo as a Spanish red wine loves the heat. So here you're going to get with flavors from the oak, you're going to get some vanilla and a little clove. You're going to get lots of red, very bold tannic berries like strawberries, raspberries, plum, as well as you're still going to get some like really, really dark fruits. But it also has a little bit of spice to it with the peppery and the like the green pepper kind of taste. And you're also going to get like a little bit of dark chocolate and cherries and things of that nature. Personally, I love it because you can pair it with just about anything that you're going to put on your plate that's a protein. So you have beef and lamb, poultry, veal. This is a red that can go with just about anything, and it's delicious. Of course, Tempranillo is like one of the main red grapes that is native to Spain. So of course, I had to highlight a very, very good one. That's one of my favorites. All right, so now on to the tips and tricks. So I wrote this specific blog that I'm sharing from when I was coming back from the United States back to Spain in January of last year. And I gotta tell you, there was a lot of learning curves for somebody who has been traveling their whole lives and been packing for their whole lives. You would think that I would have had less struggles with going to Alaska and then coming back. But I spent almost a month living out of a suitcase, and of course, I knew that we were going to be bringing home my entire family's like Christmas presents that they had for us and a bunch of other stuff. So I was trying to find the best tips and tricks to basically get all of our stuff home without having to worry about my suitcase that we checked being overweight. So what I did was that I ended up doing some different tricks with my carry-on bag, because I was able to get more in my carry-on bag to bring back. That way I could have more room for my stuff. So that is kind of what inspired this whole journey. And now I'm going to be sharing that with you. So back in the beginning of 2021, the TSA had changed their regulations from bringing on fluids. Normally you're accustomed to having 4 ounces of fluid, and they actually changed the rules and regulations to 3.4 ounces. Now what I've seen since then is that it depends on where you are and who's working behind the counter kind of deal. If somebody's going to actually hold up to that. Like, I have never been stopped, save for once, the entire time that I was traveling in the last year and a half, almost 2 years, because my fluid was, you know, 4 ounces or 3.9 ounces instead of 3.4 ounces, you know? So it kind of depends. There was one time when a lady tried to stop me when I was traveling because she wanted the pouches, like those little food pouches for kids. She thought that I was over the limit with those, but she couldn't actually withhold them because they're food for my kid, and it became a whole thing. But I feel like she was just having a really bad day and decided to take it out on me. All right, number one trick that is going to change your life. Use space saver bags. And these are ones that you don't actually have to have a little tiny pump or a vacuum or anything like that. That's just extra room that's being taken up, because there are some that you don't actually have to use a little vacuum cleaner for or the little pump. There's ones that have like a little flap at the very end and you literally just roll it out. I'll tell you what, I never travel with at least one space saver bag that I have my clothes packed in to go, and then I have one for my stuff on the way back just in case. So I always travel with at least two space saver bags. One in my backpack, one in the suitcase, one in the check-on, one in the carry-on. Like, I'm telling you, I spread them out because they always come in so clutch. And there's a lot of different brands that you can have and use out there. I have one that I particularly like, which is the X2Dai Travel and Vacuum Storage Bags. I will be adding my blog post to the show notes, so that way you guys can see all the ones that I'm using and the ones that I prefer. I love it more because it has a little flap at the bottom, so I don't have to even have to worry about the little valve popping open. And then suddenly I always think of like a Lucille Ball where her suitcase just explodes everywhere and there's just clothes flying everywhere. That's the image that I get if one of those flaps gets opened up and it starts expanding everywhere. So I like this particular brand, and because they're really durable, like really, really durable, which is exactly what you need. So that way you're able to basically pack as much as you can. Or what I love is like when my daughter and I, when we went to Germany for our Christmas market road trip, that we were able to pack all of our big bulky items that take up a lot of room, and we were able to make them much smaller, like all of our jackets and our winter coats and the hats and all of these things that are like super bulky. I was able to make it much smaller and be able to fit in my carry-on and in my backpack with no issues. So space saver bags, I'll tell you what, change your life. Next tip is that in your space saver bag, you roll your clothes. So I learned this trick when I was in the military, in having to store my entire life on a Navy rack, which is what they call their beds. And I'll tell you what, there is a lot to be desired for your space that you have in your rack. So needless to say, you have to be really, really good at understanding the space that you have and what you can do with it. So when you want to have more space, you need to find a way to create more space. And by that, I learned to roll all of my clothes, everything, and like super, super tight. And that way I could get basically all of my clothes into my rack, as well as all of my other personal items. Everything can be organized and really easy to grab, because most of the time you're getting dressed in the dark anyways. And so you really want to be able to know where everything is and be able to grab it easy and it not take up all of your space. So what I recommend is that you roll your clothes super, super tightly, and then you put those into the space saver bag. I'll tell you what, you're going to have so much space, you're not even going to know what to do with yourself when you're flying with a carry-on. Next is shoes. All right, this has always been a struggle for me because it's hard. I mean, as a female, it's hard because I always want to put together like super cute outfits, but I'm a really practical traveler and I would much rather sacrifice a cute outfit for a really good support. And of course, when you want to pack shoes, it takes up a lot of room. But if you utilize the two tips above, you're actually going to have way more room to be able to fit on at least something smaller like sandals or flip-flops or something that's a little bit more malleable. Even boots that have more fabric and just have like a really thin sole on them, that's actually could do really well also being packed and being rolled as well. You want to wear your bulkiest shoes on the plane though. That's my number one tip. Always wear your biggest shoes on the plane, because that way you're still have them with you, but it's not taking up a ton of room in your carry-on luggage. Or what I've even done is that like I have like either a giant purse or like a messenger bag or a shoulder bag, like one of those big Mary Poppins kind of bags, and I put an extra pair of shoes in that bag instead. Just, you know, little tip on that. But of course, I mean, it's kind of a hard one, because you either are going to be sacrificing comfort for cute or for style or vice versa. So, you know, that one's going to be kind of more of a personal touch. All right, liquids. We talked about liquids in the beginning of the podcast, but I really want to touch on this one because I have found a little dispenser that literally saved my butt. And it's called the Trivago 4-in-1 Travel Bottle Dispenser. So instead of having like the four little bottles of your like 3.5 or 4 ounce little bottles, you can have them all. And then, you mean, those still can get pretty bulky. And then you have to worry about like putting all those individual bags and this and that and the other. This one is, it has four little tiny reusable containers that are 1.4 ounces. And if you're only going for like a weekend trip, between that and using like the hotel amenities, or but just buying like the little ones when you get somewhere, I'll tell you what, I never travel with the big stuff anymore, just because I can put all of the things that I need in these little tiny containers. So I have two of them. One I carry for my daughter and one I carry for me. And I have lotion and conditioner, shampoo, and then I have like a makeup remover. And then sometimes I utilize my daughter's and I switch out the fluids, and I get to use both for myself if I'm traveling either longer for myself or a weekend away or something like that. So you can put any of your fluids in there, and it's awesome. Once again, that link is going to be in the podcast show notes with the blog. So if you want to check that out, I highly recommend it because it's awesome. I also tend to lose the little bottles every once in a while, or my toothbrush or toothpaste magically goes missing somewhere. So the more that I can have all of my stuff in one space, the better. And then souvenirs. All right, this is a big one because obviously if you're traveling, you want to be able to bring things back with you, especially like if you're going for a short weekend trip. In a couple days, I'm actually headed back to Germany, but I'm headed to a different area of Germany that I've never been to before, and I'm going to Neuschwanstein. And I have been spending my entire life looking at a painting in my parents' kitchen, wanting to go to this spot. So I know I'm going to want to come home with Neuschwanstein items. I know I can get most of these almost anywhere in Germany, but it's different when you're going and you actually get it from the place itself. So I always want to make sure that I have room for wine. Now, for me, a souvenir tends to also be wine. And because of that, I have to check my luggage on the way back. But that's a personal choice, not everything. And honestly, it's really going to be up to you on how much room you want to have left over for souvenirs. Another great tip is to pack your souvenirs, especially your breakables, in the space saver bags with your dirty laundry, because of course you want to separate. And ta-da, now you have a way that has insulated and protected your breakable items. Your dirty laundry is all in one spot, and you're being able to still save space. So these are just a few of my tips and tricks that I have learned along the way from packing, because once again, I have traveled a lot. So needless to say, I definitely wanted to make sure that I had as much room as possible, learning the tips along the way and the struggles along the way. And trust me, there have been a few things that have broken along the way. And now I'm sharing all of that experience with you guys. So if you haven't been following this podcast for very long, I would highly recommend going back through the podcast episodes. We are getting ready to go into season 4, which is crazy. When I first started this podcast, I did not think that I would be going into a season 4 already. But here we go. It's in a couple of episodes, we will be entering into season 4. Throughout the podcast, though, and all the seasons, I have tons of information about travel, locations, tips, parenting, wine, you name it. If I've experienced it, I am sharing it with you guys. So I would highly recommend going back through. And then also to check out my blog posts and my website at thebackpackermom.com. And of course, always to follow me on social media sites on Instagram and Facebook, mostly on Instagram because I do a ton of videos for Reels and TikToks that I love to share about travel experiences, where locations are, wine tips, wine suggestions, all that kind of fun stuff. So all the links for all my social sites are going to be in the show notes as always. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to always get notified when the next episode comes out of She Is Never Lost, But At Least She Has Wine. Cheers.